Hey, everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our continued coverage of NAFCU's 2020 Congressional Caucus. And in this clip, we're talking a little bipartisanship here with NAFCU's Brad Thaler as he's interviewing Representatives Tom Reed, who is a Republican, and Jimmy Panetta, who's a Democrat. They're talking about what their peers think of their Problem Solvers Caucus. Pretty cool stuff here. So check it out.
How's the Problem Solvers Caucus viewed among your peers?
Look, I think initially, based on the atmosphere that we're in, you see skepticism. But you know what? You start to see belief when they start hearing about the results that we have produced. As Tom talked about, the breaking the gridlock legislation that we put through, some of our involvement in the current negotiations that's going on between the Democrats and the administration. Democratic leader and leadership in the administration. Some of the pieces of legislation that we've not only created but supported, actually passed and signed into law that has to deal with criminal justice. Some of the proposals that we put out there when it came to the Affordable Care Act, basically having Democrats and Republicans. And like I told you, one of the reasons why I got involved with the Problem Solvers is it was the beginning of my freshman term in the 115th Congress, when there was the repeal of the Affordable Care Act. But seeing this group of Democrats and Republicans come together and saying, no, we don't want to repeal it. Let's find things to make it better. Let's try to make it better. Let's not blow it up. Let's put it together and make it stronger. And that's the attitude that we had on dealing with the ACA. We came up with a wonderful proposal to do that, to show our leadership. It's not one or the other. There's a way to get to yes here by both sides. And this is a great example of Democrats and Republicans in your caucuses that can do that. And so it's a way of basically leading when it comes to these types of relationships that can lead to meaningful legislation and showing our leadership. It's not just about sniping each other. It's not just about putting forward what we want. It's about putting forward what America wants.
Yeah, so leadership is obviously has a love-hate relationship at times with us. But most of the time, I mean, and we have a general rule because we're pragmatic governing members, and we do not want to catch anybody by surprise. So we keep our leadership informed as to what we're doing. And sometimes they get frustrated. Sometimes they appreciate it. And so like right now, just so give you an example of the credibility that we've obtained in the short time in our existence of 4 years, you know, for just the White House, for example, when the coronavirus hit, it was the Problem Solvers Caucus that Vice President Mike Pence reached out to. Mike reached out to me. I served with Mike. And he had us come down to the Situation Room and meet with Debbie Birx when she just landed 10 hours previously coming in from South Africa, her first time. And now everybody knows who she is, obviously, and introduced to the country. But that's because he knew that in order for us to get through, and we got the first 3.5 bills through in a very bipartisan manner, that he needed a group like ours to be able to work with. And so they brought us down to the Situation Room when the government shutdown was going on. And we were the ones who proposed to the president, met with the president in the Situation Room. You know, we have to open the government up, and this is how we can do it. And then we can work together to get the government functioning again. And it was the Problem Solvers Caucus that they reached out to bring us down. And so leadership has kind of a love-hate relationship. But when we want to get something done, that we are the kind of the bellwether. The trial balloon, because we're proud Republicans, proud Democrats, and a lot of people think we're the centrist group, but we have some very hard left and hard right members. And you don't get into the caucus, just so everyone, another rule of the caucus is, you don't just get to walk in and join it. You have to be approved by the members, by the caucus, because some of these votes are tough. Some of these positions are tough, and the leadership will lean into you pretty hard to follow the party line, and you have to go, you know what? No, I don't think this is right. We don't need to play party politics with this stuff. You need to stand firm and push it a different direction. That's when they have kind of a hesitancy of our group. And we felt it on both sides of the aisle. We both received it, Jimmy and I, from our respective leaderships. But because we don't catch them by surprise, we tell them what we're up to and what we're trying to accomplish. I think we've gained the respect of the group and of the leadership. And there's other members. I mean, I can tell you coming up to the floor going, man, I really appreciate what you're doing. How do I get involved? How do I get in that? And I'm like, look, you got to find a Democratic member. You got to show you're committed to this. You can't just talk the talk. You got to walk the walk. And you got to come to the members themselves. And we got to approve you coming in. Because another rule of the caucus, too, is you can't campaign against a member of the caucus. So no one can campaign against Jimmy Panetta. That's, you know, how can you have trust if you are working with a guy all day long, but then at night or outside of the official capacity, you're out there trying to campaign against them. And to a lot of members, you know, that is not something they want to do. And that's because that cuts off leadership ambition and inside DC type of future advances. And so that's another issue that, you know, you need to be aware of what makes us unique and allows us to work with each other and trust each other.
Yeah, that's what Tom just said is a crucial aspect of being a part of PSC. And that's that, once again, developing that trust by knowing that other members aren't going to be campaigning against you. And that means a hell of a lot to a lot of the members there. Now, look, let me just kind of say, I'm one of those members that comes from a very blue district. And like I said, I don't have to be a part of Problem Solvers. I'm not doing this for politics. In fact, it hurts me politically because I have a challenger from my left because I'm part of Problem Solvers, because I'm bipartisan, because I work with the other side. But to me and to most of my constituents, it doesn't matter because they want to see us working together. They want to see us getting things done. And let me tell you, when I talk about the Problem Solvers, that is the biggest applause line I get when I talk to constituents here. Don't get me wrong. Some extreme Democrats don't like it. Some extreme Republicans don't like it. But the fact is, it's about getting things done. And it's about finding those Democrats and Republicans, no matter what type of district they come from, who are willing to do that. And I believe that that's what the 25 and 25 Problem Solvers, Democrats and Republicans, are about.
Thank you for that information, gentlemen. And stay tuned for more coverage of NAFQ's Congressional Caucus here on CU Broadcast.